Welcome to Life at UBS. We are more than ourselves. We own it, we improve, we connect. In this podcast series, we'll connect you with what UBS has to offer and give you new perspective and insights into your internship journey. Learn from the best and hear from the unique stories from our people and find out more about UBS's businesses from their experts in their own field.
Hi, it's Candy here from the Junior Talent team. Welcome to our podcast, Life at UBS. Today, I'm joined by two of our colleagues here in Hong Kong, Wing Yan and Tin Tech from Global Banking. Both of them didn't start with a business major at school, and now they will share with us a bit more about their untypical journey here in UBS and also in the financial industry. Welcome to the podcast, Wing Yan and Tin Tech. Thank you very much for your time today. So before we get into your career stories, can you share a bit more about yourself, your current team, and also how long have you been with UBS, Wing Yan?
I'm a director in the Greater China Coverage Team in the Global Banking Division at UBS. I joined in 2015 as a summer intern and received a return offer after my internship. So I joined full-time in the real estate sector team and gradually transitioned into my current role. And I'm now based in the Greater China Coverage Team, and I work mostly with Hong Kong corporates.
I'm Tin Tech. Thanks a lot for having me here. I joined UBS back in 2019 in the global banking business, heading the Greater China Real Estate team. So before UBS, I was with another international investment bank for about 8 years. I had my MBA degree before that, and before my MBA degree, I was an architect.
So I know you have a double degree back in school. What motivated you or interested you to join banking?
I had two majors as part of my undergraduate degree. The first was in international business and the second was in English studies. And when I was still in school, I had no specific direction as to where I want my career to be at. But I had a lot of friends who were deciding to go to coffee chats and information sessions for investment banking. So I was very curious as to why they're interested in the industry, and I tagged along to some of these events with them. And I was very surprised but also intrigued by what was shared at those sessions, because to me, I think this is a very finance-driven world. A lot of the things that we do and see on a daily basis in our lives are actually driven by decisions made on a corporate level. And the world and the direction that the world is heading towards is also impacted by these decisions made by these corporates. And being in investment banking felt like I had the opportunity to have a front row seat and to be able to be in the room as it happens and to be able to be part of that impact that's created every day. So I was very interested in the industry myself as well, and I started applying for the jobs in the industry. And very fortunately, I got an internship that eventually turned into my offer, and that is why I'm here now today.
So what kind of challenge do you have when you first started?
I was a student. So there are fundamental differences between being a student at university and being someone who's working full time, especially when I'm in an environment that's as fast paced as investment banking. And there's a transition from classroom textbook learning into actually applying those practical knowledge that we need for our deals and our transactions every day. And I took a bit of time to get used to the change in the lifestyle and the change in the pace of my life. But I don't think that has anything to do with the background that I'm from, but it's more about the change from being in college to being in a full-time job. But I guess the question that people would have is that as someone who's an undergraduate from a background that's not finance specific, and as someone who didn't have a conventional CV or relevant investment banking internship experience, would there be any challenges in terms of what I need to do and whether I could do such tasks on a day-to-day basis when I first joined? And for me, I tend to group the things that I didn't know into two big categories. The first would be things that I did not know, but I can figure out on my own by studying, by reading up sources, by going to YouTube or Google or so on. And the second bucket would be things that I did not know, but I am willing to admit that I do not know them, and I would go and ask for help and ask for guidance. And the good thing about UBS is that I had a very supportive network and people around me were very willing to help. And it was across the firm, across the ranks, ranging from interns to MDs. All of them were very willing to help me and provide me with the guidance that I needed. So the combination of learning on my own and having these people to guide me along the way helped me pick up the skills that I needed in order to do my job.
Yeah, you must have did a great job to get a return offer. So for Tin Tech, you definitely didn't start with banking. I know you're an architect before. Any interesting stories?
Yeah, so I guess why banking for me, right? So it's a long story, like 20 years ago, right? Or over 20 years ago. But I would say at the time when we picked major as a high school student in Hong Kong, I mean, we didn't really know about the society, right? Different trades, different industries. We just picked industry based on communication with friends, parents, right? peers, teachers, right? And I make the decision, okay, to, let's say I had a major in architecture or becoming an architect based on what my imagination of what an architect would be, right? Seems smart, right? Capable, right? Shaping the society, right? That's what we have in our mind as an architect. And turns out my architectural education is more art-focused, which is the system in Hong Kong and also in US. I had my undergrad in Hong Kong, my master's education in US, right? Which is not quite my interest, though it's very interesting. Right? I'm more interested in shaping the business, right? Create more impact to a society from a business finance perspective instead of from an aesthetic perspective, right? So when I compare the impact of an architect versus a banker, of course, I do mean they have different impact to a society, right? Couldn't compare which is more important, but at least they're different, right? So being an architect, right, you shape the skyline of a society, of a city, right? You draw a line which changes the outlook of a building, right? Versus for financial, hopefully you can create impact to the financial society, right? The economy and also the future of the companies you cover, right? Which I think is a very personal decision, seems more interesting to me. And of course, financially, I would say that probably I need to worry about myself a little bit less as an banker instead of as an architect. I would say that probably my switch is more in conventional, right? Especially after MBA graduation, right? I start as an associate instead of as an analyst, right? So when you compare someone who already in the banking for, let's say, 3 years or so, right? Definitely, I have a very steep learning curve. But on the other hand, I would say that I was lucky that my team was quite caring and forgiving in the beginning, right? And also, that's the culture I want to have for my team here. Right? I want to prepare for my team here. The thing is, as a MBA associate, the key thing is you should not position as someone who is more senior than the analyst, right? You really don't know much about this trade, right? What you learn from the school is quite academic. It doesn't truly apply to the professional world to a certain extent, right? Something applies, right? There's some technical skill or technical knowledge does apply, but there are a lot of ways of doing business. It's different from what you can learn from the school or the books, right? So being humble, try to learn all the basic skills is fundamental, right? Being open-minded, position yourself as an analyst in the beginning, right? Just learn from scratch, learn to do everything by yourself. And that's a good start for someone who come in the industry as intermediate professional instead of, let's say, a beginner, right? On the other hand, I would say, try to think of what you learned in the past from the prior experience, right, or prior profession, in my case, which is architecture, right? So I would say that the analytical skill in the architectural world, right, the work attitude, the pursuit of perfection, so-called, right, and also interpersonal skills, right, those are still applicable to the banking world. And to a certain extent, we also prepare a lot of presentation materials as an architect, right? I think that's actually a plus to banking. So I think be humble, right? Try to learn as much as possible in the beginning of a new career and really think of what you can learn from a prior career that's applicable to a new one. I would say it's critical for the sort of career switches, I would say.
Very insightful. Thank you, TinTech. And it brings me to my next question to Wing Yan. Apart from what TinTech mentioned, what kind of transferable skills do you think you can bring from your academic background to the banking industry or to UBS?
Well, I was an English major, and I think people have the conception that banking is always about numbers, about calculating things and so on. But I think at the end of the day, we're also a people's business, which means communication is very important. And that's especially important because we deal with very complex structures in terms of transaction structures, but also technical knowledge and specific bespoke situations that are not that easily understandable by just general people. So in that sense, being able to communicate what we have to say in a way that's concise but also efficient and powerful is very important. And as someone who was an English major, I had experience dealing with pages and pages and pages of text, both in terms of reading and also writing and also speaking. And I think that level of reading and writing skills contributed a lot towards what I do on a daily basis now. And it could be anything from reading and reviewing an IPO prospectus to drafting investment highlights for an information memorandum, or just even sending out an email to a client, letting them know what is going on and what the next steps would be in terms of what we need for the deals. And I think these are transferable skills that are applicable no matter which situation we're in. And those definitely helped me in my banking career.
Yeah, thank you, Rich. Tinta, any skills that you can mention to our summer interns who are listening to the podcast?
I would say that hardworking is important, right? Why? First, it shows your attitude. It's attitude towards banking, attitude towards doing the right job, right? Attitude towards willing to learn, right? Those are all important. And hardworking is not just when you take an exercise, it's just not about production. It's also about learning, right? The harder you work, the more you learn, the faster you learn, right? So I think that's also very important, right? So hardworking is one, and attitude is two, right? You may think you're very smart, right? Graduate from Ivy League or top school in, I don't know, which part of the world, right? It doesn't matter, right? I know you guys are very smart, right? Probably did really well at school, otherwise you wouldn't get a job here. But on the other hand, your peers probably also did as well as you did at school, and they had probably 10 years also of experience in this industry, right? So be humble, that's what I said before, right? Be humble, try to learn from them, not as much as possible from them, which will be very helpful to their career, right, down the road, right? No, regardless whether banking would be their full-time career or not, right? Third thing is learn from mistakes. I think this is very important, right? People probably ignore it or sometimes don't pay enough attention to it. It's okay to make mistakes, right? We are all people. Everyone makes mistakes, right? I make tons of mistakes when I was an intern or just joined the bank, right? You make mistakes here, not now, right? So I would say don't be afraid of making mistakes, right? Try your best, do your best, right? And if you make a mistake, admit it and try to think why you make that mistake and how to avoid it in the future, right? That's how you improve. That's how you get better tomorrow, right? That's why we're here, right? We try to do the business better tomorrow or every day, right? So that UBS could be the best bank in the world, right? That's our aspiration.
Yeah, thanks very much. So Wing Yan, one last piece of advice that we'd like to give your younger self or even to the interns who are listening.
Okay. Well, if I get to see my younger self, you know, the version of myself 6-7 years ago, who's just starting out and applying for internships or deciding whether to take an offer or not, I would tell that version of myself that it is okay to be scared, but fear can make you braver and stronger and more resilient. And I think this is a paraphrase of one of my favorite quotes from a TV show that I really liked. But this idea of having insecurities and fears and how this manifests in a person has always been very fascinating to me. I'm the sort of person who has a lot of things that I worry about, and I have a lot of insecurities. And I'm always very scared that I do not know enough and that I'm not good enough and that I don't have what it takes to do the job and that I will disappoint other people. I know these insecurities being bottled up inside a 20-something-year-old who's just starting out, who doesn't have a conventional background, no conventional CV and so on, it does create quite a bit of struggles and quite a bit of self-doubt. But I would tell her that it's okay to be scared, but you need to stay focused, have your goal in mind, work hard, be willing to put in the work that is needed, and remain steadfast to what you believe in and what you want to achieve. And gradually, bit by bit, I hope that that version of myself, or even the version of me, myself today, will be able to believe that somehow, if we keep that in mind, then we'll be okay and we'll get to where we want to be. And I think this is a message that may not be delivered quite often to people, but it's something that I would like to reinforce not only to myself, but also everyone out there who might feel insecure or might have concerns about starting a job in the industry.
Thank you, Wing Yan and Tintech, for your insight, for sharing. I believe the interns have learned a lot from you both. To hear more about life at UBS, be sure to tune in to our next episode on a dialogue with another two senior leaders.